I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. Toronto's Ombudsman finds that the city is relying on outdated protocols and tactics to respond to and handle the increasing tent encampments in parks and public spaces. Kwame Addo released an interim report that analyzed the clearing of three large tent encampments in the summer of 2021 by Toronto Police. According to the report, the protocols to respond to persons living in encampments has not been updated since 2005. Approaches to the clearing caused extensive disruption and trauma for the people involved. The report reads, "The clearing of the camps were met with criticism and scrutiny from politicians, advocacy groups, and the general public. Images and videos of violent clashes between police, protesters, and the unhoused were circulated online." Once encampments were fully disassembled, the city installed fences around the areas to prevent individuals from returning and setting up tents again. The three main encampments in the downtown core were Trinity Bellwoods Park, Alexandria Park, and the Lamport Stadium. Remnants of encampments continue to appear around Allen Gardens and its surrounding green space today. When the public outcry against the clearing of the camps persisted, which included 50 complaints, the city launched an investigation in September 2021. Initial findings include the erosion of trust with the municipal government and disruption with community organizers. Other findings in the report include an assessment of the encampment office, which is responsible for dealing with the encampments and the unhoused. Addo writes that the office is understaffed and did not have the necessary resources to deal with the camps last summer. Further, the city's approach to responding to these camps has been mandated under the Interdepartmental Service Protocol for Homeless People Camping in Public Spaces. And Addo writes that it has not been followed consistently by city staff. One of the more notable parts in the report is how the city staff and police are expected to respond to and deal with the unhoused and vulnerable individuals without increasing the potential for trauma and violence. Cooperation and learning new, safer approaches are what Addo said the city wants to achieve. The report outlines several recommendations that were all accepted by Toronto Mayor John Tory and the city, according to a recent press release. Recommendations for future action include updating the protocol, adequately staffing the encampment office, holding consultations with the surrounding communities, listening to people with lived experiences, and regaining public confidence in the municipal government and city staff. In total, there are 8 recommendations in the report. This interim report is part of a larger initiative by the city to help its approach towards dealing with the encampments. A more comprehensive report is expected to be released, but no specific date was mentioned in the report. Since 2020, there have been bylaws established to prevent individuals from setting up tents in parks before police were summoned to these areas to clear all of them. Following the clearing of the encampments, Tory spoke to the media in September 2021, defending the Toronto police and city staff. He said the clearing was meant to help maintain the safety of the public in these parks. In late 2021, the city hired private security to deal with other encampments that came up around Allen Gardens Park and Trinity Bellwoods. Recently, the city has gradually closed its emergency shelters as COVID restrictions loosen. Advocacy groups, including the Shelter and Housing Justice Network, say that this will push more of the unhoused into public parks because they will no longer be any more alternatives. CGRU was present at a rally this past spring, calling on the city to repeal its encampment bylaws and to stop the reduction of the shelters.
In a short while, literally just a few moments, 6 of our councillors are going to be sitting down inside here to discuss decommissioning these shelter hotels. And I have just one question for them. Where do you expect us to go? Where is their housing supply? All that we are asking for is affordable, safe, accessible housing, and I don't see any of it anywhere in this city.
CGRU contacted Ombudsman Kwame Addo and Toronto's encampment and outreach office for comment about the report and what are the first steps for the recommendations. CGRU is awaiting a response. More details to come. I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative,